The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Rome Resources has just wrapped up a drilling campaign at its Kalayi prospect in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The company drilled more than 3,000 metres this time round. Here to tell us what it means and what happens next, the company's chief executive, Paul Barrett. Paul, very good to see you.
And you, Alistair. Yes, so we finished over the weekend, and as you mentioned, it's just over 3,000 metres of drilling, which is a pretty good achievement considering remote operations and where it is. So we're happy, we're very happy with the results. And as we've announced over the past few weeks, you know, we've been getting intercepts, much wider intercepts than we had in the original shallower holes. Along with the grades, of course, we don't know exactly what the grades are yet because it's XRF. But I think we see enough encouragement there for it to be Alphamin style grades in that respect. And so now we move on to, unfortunately, having to wait a little longer for the assays, and then we can update the resource numbers.
I mean, it does seem at this early stage, Paul, you're talking about XRF only, but it does seem as though the company's thesis that the Kalayi prospect gets richer and more interesting the deeper you go, that does seem to be being borne out at this point, doesn't it?
It is. It's a general relationship. It's not you know, true and fast, because you can the mineralization comes and goes, but in general, it gets wider and better as you go deeper. So our plan would potentially be, and we're going to look at this over the next month or so, whether our next phase is drilling the way that Alphamin did, actually, in part of their process, was to drill shallow angle holes from down the bottom of the hillside to access the deeper parts a little, you know, with less drilling, so you don't have to drill all that top hole section. And so that's all part of the planning that we're looking at doing over the next few weeks, really.
So what's it going to look like over the next few weeks? You mentioned you're going to have to wait a little bit for assays. How long do you think you'll have to wait?
Well, all the samples bar the last hole are now in transit to Johannesburg and ALS. I mean, it's a lot of material for them to work through, but I think they are pretty efficient once they get going. And so I think we will start to see, we have got some assays back from the really early wells, but really early holes, but we'll start to see that conveyor belt come in. I'm hopeful that we can get them in by the kind of middle of May, and it's really going to be a quick turnaround. Plug them into the Micromine model and get them verified by the QP, and then we'll just update the resource and fire it out. And I think we could get there by the end of May, maybe earlier June, but that kind of time frame.
Right. So we could be looking at assay results and then a resource upgrade by the early summer, really.
Yes, that's right. I mean, in the meantime, we will do some other work. There's a bit of commercial work that we're doing at the moment on the projects, and also we'll start to do a little bit of work on the Canadian assets as well during the summer period in New Brunswick.
And what will happen after you've got the resource, Paul? What's your next move with Kalayi?
Well, we believe that Kalayi has still got a lot of potential. As I mentioned, you know, this shallow angle drilling to understand how we go even deeper, because we were running towards the end of that campaign, we were running pretty much to the limit of those small rigs that we had on site. So it definitely needs a new approach to drilling deeper. And so that's what we'll be doing. And I hope that come August, September, we hopefully will be in a position to be able to kickstart a program on Kalayi. We've got the copper target, the big copper target and the big tin target in Montagoma still to drill. And I think there's still a lot of value to be added, I think, by ourselves in this. Of course, we still, you know, in the sideline, we'll always talk to the potential people who might want to do a deal with us on either of these two projects. So that's always ongoing work. So, but we still think with some more drilling, we can add more value for shareholders before doing a deal. But we're flexible, let's put it that way.
And let's take it back a step, Paul. Just remind us the resource you've already got at Kalai. How extensive is that, and how good is it?
So that was based, it's a relatively small number, I have to say. So we only had 10,000 tons of contained tin across the two projects. And Kalai, although there was pretty high grade, there were only a meter here and there, half a meter, 1.5 meters at best, kind of thing. But now we've got some 10 meters at 3.5, as I say, it's XRF only, but 10 meters at 3.5% and 20 meters at 1.6. So these are significantly high, in order of magnitude wider intercepts. And so you can see that hopefully we will see a big uplift in terms of the contained tin that we can put into the resource. All in the eye of the beholder in terms of the competent person, but we can be quite persuasive, I think.
Now, you mentioned potential talks with interested parties. I suppose we should emphasize that this is an established tin producing area. You mentioned Alphamin in passing there. For anyone who doesn't know, it's one of the world's most prominent tin mines, just 7 kilometers away. So, how do you sort of sit in the bigger picture of this business that you're in then?
Well, I think we, as you say, it's the same play as Alphamin, and so Kalai is a pure tin play. It's almost a shoe-in for the material going through the Alphamin facility to get monetized. It's really a no-brainer in that respect, and we are having those kind of discussion, early stage discussions as to how we might do that, how that might get developed. I mean, Alphamin are looking or will be looking for additional resource, additional material as time goes on, and time ticks away very quickly in these situations. So there's definitely a synergy there in the making. In terms of the copper side, the copper and zinc side, there are people that we can talk to, or we are talking to, in terms of potentially more interested in the copper. That wouldn't go through the Alphamin facility. It would have to be a different solution. But there's a lot of interest in the DRC at the moment, not only because of the endowment of the country in terms of resources and the underexplored nature of a lot of it. It's phenomenal. But also with the US coming in and US promoted businesses coming in, it's all looking a lot more interesting for investors than it was, let's say, 18 months ago.
Yeah, it really seems to have come alive, doesn't it? So
Yeah.
lots for you guys to do, lots of opportunity. Why don't you close us out, Paul, with one more reminder of the news flow that's up and coming in, perhaps just in bullet point form?
Sure. So coming up, the start of the assays coming through. So I think we will see assays coming through late April into early May. We'll see the resource estimate updated by the end of May or the earliest part of June. And by that time, we will have a plan as to what we're going to do next. Obviously, things go on in the background in terms of the commercial discussions, but in terms of the next phase of the work program, we will announce what we're going to do probably in towards the end of May, early June, along with the resource update. So, yeah, there's a few things to watch out for in the next few months, that's for sure.
Well, good to see you guys making progress, and we wish you well as you move forward with Kalai and your other projects.
Thanks, Alistair.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.